Welcome back. This is Dubwise Composition with Space, Advanced Level, Inside Ableton Live, aimed straight at drum and bass. The goal today is simple to say but kinda deep to execute. We're going to make a rolling DNB section that feels heavier by using less, not less energy, less clutter. Because in Dubwise writing, space isn't empty. Bass is a musical part. It's tension, it's contrast, it's the thing that makes the next hit feel like it lands twice as hard. By the end, you'll have a 32 to 64 bar section that could work as an intro into a drop, or a drop into a midsection. And instead of constantly adding new layers, you're going to build movement mainly with mutes, dropouts, and send automation. Your delays and reverbs are going to behave like instruments you perform. Let's set up the session first in a way that makes space first composing basically unavoidable. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 175 is fine. But pick one and commit. Now, create three groups. Drums, bass, and music slash effects. And create two return tracks. Return A is dub delay. Return B is space verb. One more important rule before we touch any sound. Keep headroom. While you're writing, aim for your master peak to sit around minus 6 dB. If you slam the master early, your reverbs and delays will start lying to you. Everything will feel big until it collapses. Also, mindset check. You're going to remove more than you add. That's the whole thing. Alright, step 1. Drums. We want a rolling foundation with gaps, not a carpet. Make two drum tracks, one audio track called break, and one drum rack track called punch layer. On the break track, use something amen-ish, crunchy, or any break with character. Warp it. Complex Pro if you want it cleaner. Beats if you want grit and sharper transient artifacts. Then drop an EQ8 on it. High pass around 30 hc so it isn't pretending to be your sub. If it feels boxy, a gentle dip around 250 to 400 hc. And if it's too fizzy, a small high shelf down somewhere around 10 to 16 khz. We're not trying to kill it, we're trying to make room for the rest of the mix to speak. Then add drum bus. Drive in the 5 to 15% zone. Crunch up to 10% if you want it spitty. Keep boom at zero, because the kick and sub are the real low-end anchors. And damp it a touch if it's harsh. Now the punch layer. This is where you control the backbeat like a sniper. Put your snare on 2 and 4. Then add kick placement that supports the roll, and hats and ghosts, but here's the rule. Leave micro silences. So yes, you can add ghost notes and rims and little hat ticks, but don't do it every time. Let some 16th hs go by with nothing. That absence is groove. Here's a practical trick. Every two bars, remove something on purpose. Bar 2, mute one hat hit. Bar 4, mute a ghost note. Bar 8, do something bold like muting the break for an eighth note right before the snare. That little inhale makes the snare feel like it's pulling the room forward. Now control it at the group level. On the drums group, put a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're just kissing it, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then an EQ8 if needed, tiny notch around 300 hc if the whole drum picture feels muddy. Good. Step 2. Bass. And this is where the lesson title really shows up. Your bass holes are part of the groove, not a mistake. Not an oops I forgot to fill that. They are designed. We'll make two bass tracks, sub and mid bass. On sub, use operator. Oscillator A, sine wave. Keep the release shortish. You don't want big sub tails smearing into your snare and turning your groove into soup. Now write a simple one or two note phrase, but deliberately add rests. A super effective one is a 1/8 rest before the snare. That little gap lets the snare punch, and it makes the return of the sub feel like it's snapping back into place. Process chain on the sub. EQ8 first. Low pass somewhere around 80 to 120 hc to keep it pure. Then a compressor with sidechain. You can sidechain from the kick, the snare, or both depending on your groove. But in Dubwise DNB, sidechaining from snare is underrated because it literally creates a pocket for the backbeat. Ratio around 4:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction depending on how busy your drums are. You're turning space into rhythm. Now mid bass. Use wave eatable. Basic shapes, pick a sawish or squarish character. Unison 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. We're not trying to widen the bass into a stereo problem yet. Add movement with an auto filter and an LFO. Use an LP24 filter. Put cutoff in the 200 to 800 hc region as a starting point and plan to automate it. Resonance 10 to 25%. LFO rate at 1/8 or 1/4, but subtle amount. Think, breathing, not wobbling all over the place. Then build the chain. Saturator with soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Auto filter doing your motion. Optional amp for bite, but keep it controlled. Utility for width, somewhere like 80 to 110%, and remember mono compatibility. Then a Q8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so the sub owns the actual low end. Now, the important writing rule, the mid bass should answer the drums. Do not play through every snare like you're afraid of silence. Leave a gap on snare hits, or do a little pickup into the snare and then cut. In a roller, that cut is attitude. Cool. Step 3 is where it becomes dubwise, not just DNB with reverb. We're going to build returns as space instruments. Return A, dub delay. Put echo on it. Sync on. Time at 1/4 note as the default. If you want more jungle swing, try 3/16. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter inside echo, high pass 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. Add a little modulation, 5 to 15%, just to keep it alive. After echo, put saturator. Drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then an EQ8 and high pass hard, like 250 to 500 Hz. This is key. Delays carrying low mids is how space becomes fog. Return B. Space verb. Use hybrid reverb. Algorithmic or convolution. Your choice, but halls and plates are a good start. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 50 milliseconds, so your transients stay clear and the reverb arrives like a breath behind the hit. Low cut 250 to 600 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Then optional compressor for ducking, side-chained from snare. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is plenty. This is how you get huge tails without losing punch. Now, some coach notes that matter a lot at this level. First, think in three layers. Foreground, background, and ghost. Foreground is kick and snare plus whatever your main bass phrase is right now. Background is hats, small percussion, maybe a quiet texture. Ghost is the stuff you barely hear dry, but you hear it through the returns. That's dub magic. Decide which layer is allowed to be dominant every four bars. You'll stop over-arranging instantly. Second, consider pre-fader sends for true dub performance. If you can set your sends to pre, you can mute the dry track and the delay and reverb keep going. That's classic desk dub behavior. If your template doesn't support it, you can do routing tricks, but the concept is what matters. You want to kill the source and let the space keep talking. Third, gain stage the returns like instruments. Put a utility at the start of each return, and aim for the returns peaking around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS when hit hard. That gives you room to automate feedback or decay without accidental clipping, and it keeps big space from turning into big distortion. Alright, step 4, a minimal music motif that can be dubbed out. Make a chord stab track, or a rim stab, whichever fits your vibe. Use simpler with a one-shot chord, or build a stab in wavetable or analog. Keep it short, like an eighth note to a quarter note. Add auto filter for tone movement. Add redux just a tiny touch if you want texture. Utility if you need to keep the low-end mono, and then the key. You're going to play it rarely, once every two bars, or even once every four bars. It's punctuation. The delay and reverb do the rest of the sentence. And here's a really fun advanced move. Create a throw source track. Just a simpler with four tiny samples, a rimshot, a vocal chip, a metallic hit, a vinyl tick. Keep the dry level very low or muted. Its job is to feed the returns with one-off gestures that don't clutter your main motif. This is how you get dub attitude without suddenly adding a lead sound that hijacks the track. Now step 5, arrangement. Dub logic. Build energy by removing things. Work in 8-bar blocks. We'll do a 32-bar plan that you can extend. Bars 1 to 8. Statement plus space. Full drum groove, but keep hat sparse. Sub plays. Mid bass plays about half the time. One stab appears maybe in bar 4. Delay send is tiny, like one or two small throws total. You're setting the room, not flooding it. Bars 9 to 16. Dub it out. Start muting the break for half a bar here and there. Do a classic delay throw on the last hit of bar 12. At bar 16, do a reverb bloom on a stab or a rim and then hard cut the stab track. So the tail keeps going, but the dry sound disappears. That contrast is the point. And when you automate with intention. Spiky sand automation is your friend. For a throw, send it can jump up to around minus 3 to 0 dB just for that moment, then back down. You can also automate echo feedback briefly upwards on transitions, but be careful. Always with filters and headroom, because feedback will happily run away from you. Bars 17 to 24. Drop pressure. Bring the mid-bass more consistently, but still respect the snare gaps. Add one extra percussion element only in bars 21 to 24, like a shaker or ride, and then remove it quickly. That now you hear it, now you don't keeps the listener locked. Bars 25 to 32, negative space payoff. Kill the sub for one full bar, like bar 29, while the delay tail continues. Then bring the sub back clean and dry. It will sound massive because the ear reset. And for the final bar, do a bold mute. Cut drums for an eighth or a quarter note and let the delay speak. That's a turnaround without a traditional fill. If you want to push this even further, use perspective switches. For four bars, reduce sends and shorten tails so everything feels close mic and dry. Next four bars, push sends and lengthen pre-delay or decay so the mix feels like it moved into a bigger room. That's arrangement, not just mixing. Now step six, make the space tight. This is the discipline step. High pass anything that isn't kick or sub. Stabs and pads, high pass roughly 150 to 400 HE. Delays and reverbs, high pass 250 to 600 HE depending on how dense your track is. Duck the returns. Put a compressor on the reverb return, side ching from the snare. Fast attack, like 1 millisecond. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds, 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the groove crisp while still sounding huge. And an advanced polish move. Do mid-side EQ on the returns, not on your core groove. Put EQ 8 on the return in M/S mode and reduce low mids, like 200 to 600 HZ, in the side channel a few dB. Your width stays up top, but the center stays punchy and stable. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. If you fill every 16th note with hats or shakers, you kill the contrast. If your delay is full spectrum and carries low mids, you'll fog the mix fast. If you have too many lead elements, the track stops feeling dubwise and starts feeling like a crowded arrangement. If you automate feedback without a safety net, it will bite you. And if you never do hard cuts, the whole dub illusion disappears. Be brave with the mutes. Before we wrap, here's a mini exercise you can do right now. Make 16 bars that feel bigger without adding any new sounds. Start with drums, sub, and one stab. In bars 1 to 8, keep delay sends low. This audio version is shortened for playback.